Hello.
Hello. Tim?
Yes.
Oh, well, you go by Chad usually, right? My apologies.
That's fine.
Okay. It's John. I was just circling back with you. So just to touch base, I don't know if you did this intentionally or on accident, right? There's a section in your local Splash dashboard where you expressed interest in, somebody clicked on it, and doing Google's pay-per-lead program, Google Verified. Do you recall doing that?
Yes, that's the whole reason. That's the whole reason we talked to y'all, was to get Google Verified.
Okay, so you are eligible, okay? But there's a background check that you have to pass, okay? And they have certain requirements, okay? Right now, for a GC in Texas, they're not requiring a license, but do you have insurance?
Yes, but I've been paying a lot of money, and it was supposed to happen a long time ago, so I don't understand why you're asking me these questions now.
Let me see. Hold on.
That's the whole reason I contacted y'all, was to get Google Verified. Y'all were going to help me do it. It's been forever.
Hold on. Actually, I see Google Verified in your products. Wait a minute. Okay, hold on here. More info on LSA, please reach out.
I'm not good at it, to be honest. That's why I tried to hire somebody, but to be honest,
no.
The marketing kind of
hold
stuff.
On. I actually see – hold on. Let me get – I got you. Let me – I just realized this. So, Amy – I actually do see this background check in here. I'm trying to figure out why it didn't go through.
Yeah.
I didn't notice that before, and then I went to your products and it says Google Verified, and I'm going, what is happening here? Okay, client dashboard. Okay. Account dashboard. Local leads. Okay. You spoke with Amanda Place already?
I have no idea.
Okay. Oh, yeah. It said you were trying to give her an estimate. Susan. Okay, but yeah, these are just coming from Facebook. Let me go to Google Verified Insights. Okay, application submitted. Okay, they sent you to the wrong department. I need to have you with Erwin. Okay.
Okay.
I need to set up a call with your Google Verified representative. They're the ones who are supposed to push it through. And then was it Tina that you spoke with that started the Google verification?
I honestly don't know. It feels like I've been with y'all like a year or so.
Yeah, yeah, you've been with us for a year, but it looks like GV is not old, though. Like, you just started the GV campaign, it looks like.
I don't know. Honestly, you need to give it more attention. Y'all have been running the same little ad for a year. Like, I need to actually either turn it off or do something more.
Gotcha. Well, GV is definitely, like, as high as you can get on the first page of Google. Those guys are at the very top. But what they do is they pre-screen the leads, and then they hand the leads off to you with the customer live on the line. So it's a pay-per-lead program. They usually charge anywhere from $42 to $63 a lead there. And then you tell them what kind of leads that you want. So it looks like that's been filled out, but it just they just started doing that on March 22nd. As bathroom remodeling services, shower remodeling, bathroom remodel design. This is all Irwin published this. And it looks like you spoke to Tina on March 20th. So that was just like 2 weeks ago. She basically set that up, and then looks like they did the interview.
So are you saying that lead I had from Facebook I paid for, or no?
No. Facebook is just part of the program that you're already on. Facebook's separate from your Google Verified. Google Verified, the guys at the very top of the screen say sponsored. You know, so anytime somebody looks up one of those services, you're at the very top, tip top of the page, and then they pre-screen them. So they don't just let them just call you. They pre-screen them and make sure it's an actual job, and then they hand it off to you live, like with the customer on the phone. And then when you accept the lead, then they charge you a lead fee from your balance. And they'll usually charge an activation budget. So the activation budget for you is $819. That's what I was saying. You would remember speaking with Tina because she would be the one to have given you these numbers, $819, as your activation budget for the month. And then they guarantee you at least 13 leads for that $819, those live leads handed off. So they would be like somebody pre-screened for a bathroom model. They'll go in there, make sure it's an actual bathroom model, verify the address, verify the person. You know, then they'll call you with the customer on the line, and then they'll deduct the lead cost from your balance of the $819. So when I look at billing.
How did you get contacted first, though? Who did they contact?
They'll actually click on the listing. So the listing on the first page of Google, if they click on it, it'll take them to an answering service. And the reason that they're doing that is because the guys that are Google verified, they know have passed the background check, and Google also provides them with insurance. Like, hey, we're referring this person to you. If you accept this person, then we're going to back it, basically. We're going to cover you since we're referring them. So they give them a $2,000 insurance for the lifetime of the work as an incentive. So not only do we make sure that you have no felonies in the last 7 years, you have the appropriate insurance, but Google's also providing them with insurance. So they know they can just simply do the search, click that, you know, answer a couple questions, and then get handed off to a contractor that'll be able to help them. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So it looks like your account manager here. I don't see an activation budget collected from you at all, though. I don't see any invoice for $819. So I want
to
get...
For me to show Google verified, I have to start paying for all my Google leads now?
Well, yeah, it's an activation budget, and then you'll have a balance of 13 leads. It looks like Google verified is already in your products. That's the crazy thing. And I see that they've already had a phone call with you about a month ago. So they should have explained all this before signing you up with it. Yeah, it looks like Tina sent it to you, extension 777.
Yeah, I'm just local, so like I have a good Google page, so most of my leads come from Google. It would be very expensive for me to pay for every one of those leads now.
Yeah, you don't pay for every one of them. You don't. The local listing that you have with us that you're getting the leads from, we did that one, the local SEO. So all those ones you still won't have to pay for. You get what I'm saying? It's the ones that the guys are pre-screened. They're coming in live, and they say they want the Google Verified contractor, and you have to accept them. If you don't accept the leads, we're not charging you for them. If you say, hey, this isn't qualified, while we have the customer on the line, we're not charging you for it. Okay, hold
okay.
on. Where is that? Okay, hold on. Yeah, sounded like Google Ads. Your secretary was doing that. You gave up on that. I remember all this. I'm seeing all our conversations. I'm the one who originally set you up a year ago, Tim, or Chad.
Okay.
But I didn't do the Google Verified setup with you. So it looks like somebody else had gotten to that. I must have been out of office when you requested it. I had been in Hawaii for some time here, the family. GG. Okay. Your Google rep for an update. Let me down the account. Okay.
Can you explain to me just from the consumer's point of view? So I typed in like window contractor near me.
Uh-huh.
Where are they getting limped into the Google Verified option?
You would want to type in something a little bigger, like a bigger project, maybe like bathroom remodeling.
Well, windows are 20,000 plus.
Okay. Yeah, but I don't know if, I mean, obviously you might not see somebody there. If that's one of your keywords, then we will end up having you there once the account goes.
No, I don't want to be there. I'm not looking for mine. I'm looking for something comparable.
I gotcha. Yeah, that's what I was saying. If you just typed in like bathroom remodeling, Crum, Texas.
Well, when I did that on my phone, I felt like it shows me my account instead.
Well, not, it won't be in the sponsored section though. Not until we activate this, it won't. So you can do bathroom remodeling from Texas. You'll show up in the local listings still, right? Like I see you there right now with 100 reviews. So we got all that set up and going, but you'll see guys like West Shore Home and they have like 1.9K reviews or Bath Fitter, you know. Those guys are in, and they're doing Google Verified, right? So you said, you'd mentioned something earlier, which was like, hey, I either need to cancel it or I need to do something bigger. Well, the only way to go up from here is to do Google Verified. But where I'm confused is it looks like they set that up, but I wasn't involved in that conversation. And that's what led to me going, hey, okay, let me follow up with him and get this set up. And you're going, hey, I already did it. So now I'm going, okay, wait a minute. Now who set this up so that I could give them the accurate information on what's going on? So now we got like 40 people in our company all in this one chat right now, just ding, 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 ding. And I'm like, okay, let me figure out what's happening.
Doesn't Google review or are we doing Google Guaranteed? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah. They changed the name to Google Verified in October of last year.
I was like, I just felt like you're using a different word now.
Yeah, this changed it because people were going, guaranteed, it's, you know, and Google was like, okay, apparently I can't use that word with business owners, so they flip out, so they just changed it to Google Verified.
Doesn't it supposed to give you a check by your name or something?
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It'll be at the very top, and you'll have the check. That's what I was saying. So, like, there's a background check that – that's what I was saying. You should know this because, like, if they did it a month ago and they signed, it says it's in your products, and I'm not saying that you missed anything, right? But the conversation should have went, they sent you an application and a background check that you have to do because Google will literally run a background check on you. So I'm like, you wouldn't not remember that one, you know, especially if it was only 2 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago. And then they also would have explained to you that once you pass the background check, they're going to ask for an activation budget of $819. That's the high price point of the lead times 13. So they'll take that 63 times 13 is 819. And then they'll activate it and they guarantee you 13 leads. They'll start handing you the leads off live and they'll deduct the lead fee cost from that 819 until you've exhausted your lead balance. And then it's up to you if you want to refurbish or reactivate or replenish that budget moving forward. And so it's not always like a monthly cost with Google Verified. You know, if you only use 6 leads or only accepted 6 leads, your balance will roll over. It's not like every month they're charging you $819. It's at the rate that you take it. So it's almost like having a separate program from what you currently have at the $299 month to month. It'd be its own thing. And it sounds to me like they didn't explain any of this to you. So I'm trying to see, like, why is this product in here. They're telling me to call you and offer you the product. It says that you have it, but then I'm not getting like the feedback from you as to you're on board or understand the steps of it. You get what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what happened with that call.
I'm a little disorganized, so
I don't know if it's you. I don't know if it's you or on this end, right? That's why I get frustrated though, is I like to be the account manager of my clients that I sign up, so I know exactly what's happening with each guy. But obviously if I take a vacation and then like the payment fails, she called you, you guys might have talked about something and I don't know what you talked about unless I go into the recordings on the account and actually like listen to it. So I'm a little off guard there. When you told me, hey, I was supposed to already be doing this, and then I look at your account and it has the product in there, but I'm not seeing any invoices that were paid. You know, there's usually like a $250 charge to do the background check and then the $819 charge for the lead cost. I'm not seeing that anywhere. Right? So I'm going, what's happening? All right. So
I just ChatGPT'd it. And it says Google Verified and Google Guaranteed are not the same. They are two different products.
They are the same. They're talking about, like, this is also something that Google needs to fix, too. Because getting your Google Business Profile verified and getting Google Guarantee or the Google Verified program are different things. So if you put it in there and you say, hey, is getting Google Verified the same as getting Google Guarantee? It's going to tell you no, because you could just get your Google Business Profile verified. We already did that for you like over a year ago in order for your account to go live and you build up that 100 reviews, right? So it's confusing the two campaigns. So it's called Google Verified or Local Service Ads as well. And then it was previously called Google Guarantee. It's Google's pay-per-lead program.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. They should have just one name for it, but when they change the name, it just creates confusion for everybody unless you're logging into it every day. All right. So I need client needs contact regarding GV. It doesn't look like he has GV. She sent me this account link. Okay, well, one second here. It says, yes, what is needed? Okay, client needs contact. Okay, here it is. Client hasn't, is it possible they do? My understanding is they want local impression hosted by us to help increase traffic. Wanted his Google Guaranteed up and running with us to help get leads in surrounding areas. He mentioned him and his secretary trying to do something else that sounded like Google Ads, but they were having trouble with it and gave up. They may have been referring to Google Guaranteed, but I didn't see any active GGV campaigns. If you have located one, please respond. Okay. The client does not. Okay. Any updates on his GG application? Hopefully finalizing this account today. That was February 5th. Okay. Thanks, Bonnie. If I'm waiting on our Google rep for an update. I have an error on the account creation. Okay. Found it. There was an error on. So you previously had Google verified already. And you and a secretary were running it. You had somebody in-house that was doing this?
I have an office manager that was helping. I don't remember what we had, though.
Okay. It looks like there was there, and then Google said that there was a CID that was needed. I'm waiting for a Google reference if they have error on the account creation. Okay. So, yeah, there was a CID number. Okay, and that's why this never moved forward from there. It just went straight into the hold queue. Yeah, because Google won't allow you to duplicate a Google Verified or Google Guarantee or Local Service Ads campaign if there was one activated at some point. So even if you guys started it and then you gave up on it, we can't go create a duplicate. We have to access that one. It's the same with like your Google Business Profile. They don't want us to create a duplicate Google business profile, because then you run the risk of getting suspended, and then it messes with all the 100 views that you've built up over time. Like, if you get suspended, we could lose those. So it goes into this queue, and it's been sitting in this queue since February. And Google's not responding on that. So I think we'd have to recover the CID manually. Oof. That secretary or the office manager, it's the same one you've had over the past year or so?
Yeah, but like I said, we're not that good at it. We were just trying to get...
Right, that's why you sourced it to us. And I and that's the right thing to do, but the problem is we don't want to duplicate that. And so we would have to get the CID from her, or if you know how to access it, or I could have somebody sit down with you guys. They have an assigned account manager, Irwin. I can have them sit down with you guys and show you how to get into it. It would usually be just username and password, like your chat at dreamweaverbath.com, and then a password, and then there's a way you could go into it and recover the CID, and it'll add us as the host, so we'll be able to host and maintain it for you.
Okay.
Okay, let me schedule this. I'm going to have Irwin, and then I'll also elevate it to Bonnie. She's our Google representative in-house. And then Areli and Ivan. So I'll have all four heads of the department on this, so we can get it going ASAP.
Okay.
All right. Look out for that call there. And then I'm not going to jump into any numbers or request any activation budget or anything until we get in there and make sure that we'll be able to recover that CID. So that's the problem. That whole thing's been on hold unless we know that we could recover that CID. It makes sense now why they haven't gathered payments or moved forward with it, because you don't want to unless we know that we can get into that old profile. And that's going to probably be a question for the office manager.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. So I'll have them reach out to you ASAP. I've put it in here as client needs contact. They're going to call you from our 877 line. I'm going to resend that to you in case you don't already have it saved to your device. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Sorry about the confusion there. I was happy we were able to get in there and resolve it and see what's going on. It's such a minuscule thing, but it creates a big problem for you. So happy you got it resolved.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.